This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so Marco Rubio. Let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on right now. Marco Rubio and Donald Trump are systematically dismantling the Communist Party's spy networks at our universities.
Well, that's until Democrat judges stop it. So
right. And that's what they're doing. People have to understand this. It's not, wow, this is some discrimination against foreigners because
no.
Trump is a racist. That's how the media is trying to spin it.
Yeah.
No. No. There was a study by, of all places, Stanford University. You should Google it. It will blow your mind. I'm going to get more into it today. That just point blank explained the way that the Chinese Communist Party uses the visa system to infiltrate universities, put its actual literal spies on universities. They either end up directly in the research and they walk off with it, or they cozy up to people doing the research. And that had that article from Stanford, the study from Stanford, starts with the story of someone they call Anna and her relationship with a Chinese spy. She's just a grad student doing research, and the Chinese spies are getting to know her. They're in her inbox. They suddenly have all kinds of information about her life. There's no way they could have gotten without high-level government spying. This is a kid doing, student doing graduate research of a highly sensitive nature. All of a sudden, she's got great Chinese friends. And all of a sudden, they know details of her life that are impossible for anyone outside her circle to know. Why? The government's spying on her. Yeah. Right here in America. And that's just one example. And they're saying this is going on thousands of times a day. These spies are at our schools. And again, they operate on two tracks. They either get themselves these research positions, or they cozy up in a friendship, dating a lot of times, way to students who are doing their research and walk off with it either way. This is not, we don't like people who are yellow from China.
Yeah.
This is not
that. This is political and strategic and a national security issue. There's no question about this.
At the same time, having seen the success that the Chinese Communist Party, not the Chinese people, they are slaves. We feel very bad for them. The Chinese Communist Party, the most evil force on earth, having seen their success, we now have Hamas and other terror orgs building similar networks on college campuses using the visa system. This is a back door because there's very little approval by the federal government. The federal government has turned over way too much of the visa approval process to these colleges. These colleges know darn well they're letting terrorists and spies in. That's why Trump says, give me a list of your foreign students. Harvard says no. Trump says, screw you. I'm going to shut you down. That's what's going on right now. When you have a judge blocking Trump's effort to restrict foreign students at Harvard, that's what's happening. They're saying we need to sell out everything America has left. And I'm telling you, these universities are already becoming a sort of shelter and incubator for terror groups that are forming inside America because of who's coming in on these visas. And they are very open. You talk about Khalil, who now thankfully is in where he should have been the whole time, who right now, thankfully, is in custody. This guy should be in custody, not on a college campus. His organization's New York Post reported point blank in their mission statement, say their goal is the destruction of Western civilization. They're not even hiding it. And I'm afraid a lot of Americans don't understand Trump's just picking on college kids. These aren't college kids. Not like we think.
No.
These are weaponized societies that want to destroy America, either conquer us economically, scientifically, or literally blow us up.
But you want to hear about another CCP infiltration into this country? And you'll be surprised exactly where this is. GNC, the vitamin folks, they are now wholly owned by a Chinese company, directly tied to the CCP. Guess where they have contracts to do sales? U.S. military bases. We have a communist China-funded company, GNC, the vitamin folks, who are now doing business, have a contract with U.S. military. Gee, guess what all kinds of information you have on U.S. military bases, financial information, personal information about people in the U.S. military. And they're on the bases.
Never mind the fact, and this got largely missed, because this is the same, the flip side you're talking on the bases, I didn't know that. That's fascinating. The same problem occurs. Scott Bessent, 2 weeks ago, New York Post had this. This is a huge story. He sits down, remember, with the Chinese delegation to start, you know, trade talks. And they admit to him point blank, they've been behind the fentanyl, the killing of 250,000 yes. Americans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since 2017, they've never admitted that before. That's new. They've always blamed the cartels. They admitted they were behind it and offered, as part of the negotiations, to stop sending the precursor fentanyl chemicals that they manufacture to the cartels, as literally an offer, as part of trade. In other words, their offer was, well, you know, we'll stop killing you then. That's what we'll put that on the table. We'll stop killing you. Yeah, we won't have to have another 250,000 die. And again, please don't misunderstand. You people think, oh, well, those are just dirty heroin addicts. Those are just drug users. They shouldn't do that. Our own sheriff came on this show and said he has found marijuana in possession of teens, underage people laced with fentanyl. I'm sorry, my generation, half of us, the CDC annual report, says we graduate from high school having smoked pot. Well, you used to survive that. Giggle a little behind the school. You went home. Everybody was fine. You didn't do drugs again. You grew up. Now you die. That's murder. And they admitted to it. Admitted to it. So when you say that, Lee, about GNC, what's going to be in those drugs? Who knows? They shouldn't get to sell a thing on a university campus. It's too dangerous.
Oh, that's military bases.
On a military base, not a university campus.
That's worse to me.
Putting both stories together. But so Rubio and Trump are fighting desperately for this country. And these judges are getting in the way. And they're inventing power they don't have. This three-judge panel yesterday, this is an Article III court. They don't even have jurisdiction to restrain the chief executive. That's not a thing. This is an individual trade dispute court. That's what this is. That is their jurisdiction. They don't have this jurisdiction. They are not authorized to broadly decide Trump can't do this. And as Scott Bessent pointed out, and you know, so this is what you're seeing is they're just trying to stop Trump before he can have success. That's what they're trying to. They are terrified that Trump will succeed. They are in mortal terror of that, and that will get J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or whoever in 2028. This is war on America to stop Trump's success. Scott Bessent made this really great point on Fox News. After explaining, this court does not have the jurisdiction to do this. This is made up power grab, silly, silly. He said, look, the Senate, if they want to take back the trade, the tariff power, they can do it at any time.
Well, Brett, it seems highly inappropriate for the judiciary to wade in here when the Senate had the opportunity to override the president and didn't. So, you know, in terms of separation of powers, the Senate has chosen not to exercise their powers, and the president absolutely has the right to set the trade agenda for the U.S. This administration is committed to fair trade, and we are striking the best deals for the American people, and anything that the courts do.
So, I didn't mean to cut that off, unfortunately. I moved it, but he ended up saying basically the Senate could have stopped this.
Yeah. Well, that's constitutionally who is in charge and oversees and advises the president on foreign affairs and treaties. That's the Senate's job, not the judiciary.
Meanwhile, overnight, Trump was asked about Elon Musk's criticism of the big, beautiful bill. We're going to have some of that coming up, too. And he all but said, look, there's really great stuff in there, including the tax cut I desperately need. I cannot have those, you know, tax increases going into effect in January. And he basically said, look, I can't get it through Congress unless I let him lard it up and spend like drunken fools. What do you want me to do? He put it a lot nicer than that. But that's what he's saying. In other words, I'm being held hostage by Congress. You know what's really interesting? I can't wait for this press conference today with Musk and Trump. Why are they doing this? You know what they're doing? They're making it clear here, because the media is trying to spin this as, oh, Musk and Trump are breaking up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, nope.
No.
Musk is using the full might of Twitter to go after the real losers, the real problem, and that is GOP leadership in Congress. This is Musk and Trump saying, we're still united. This is the GOP, who, by the way, are on vacation right now, Lee. Can you believe that? On vacation again. Unbelievable. So I'm glad Musk and Trump are coming out and doing this. So it's really clear to the American people, this is not a breakup with Trump. This is a breakup with Congress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.